Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joanna Brand is here. Joanna's back. I know. I'm excited, too. Her 20th anniversary, we're celebrating 20 years with us. We got her right out of high school, and she was the, you know, she was the cheerleading captain and the president of the team and the Phi Beta Kappa with a noodle cluster, president of Joanna Brandy and Company, author of a number of books on how to love up customers, and she's our good friend. Joanna, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. And we are republishing our book, 54 Ways to Stay Positive in a Changing, Challenging and
Boy, howdy, is that needed right now?
Time, it was, you know what? It was sitting here and it was, it got a little old and the illustrations were a little old. And, you know, you look at the world today and go, I think that book is needed. Let's get it done again. So we're in the middle of doing that right now.
Boy, it is needed right now. So, one of the reasons I think it is, and then I think this is along the lines of what you have on your mind, is we've got so much content coming at us in a fire hose that we don't get or take the time for or make the room for the context. And it doesn't take much bad news to overcome good news in context form. I'm sorry, in content form. But if we have good news in content, I mean in context, I'll get it right in a minute. If we have good context, good news in context, that's more lasting. That's protein. That's empty calories. That's protein information, isn't it?
That's really interesting the way you put that. I like that. And I happen to be a person that needs a lot of context.
Well, our generation needs context. I promise you that.
I think everybody does, except that a lot of people don't recognize.
That's right.
Context,
that's
right, to me is about what does it fit into? What category does something fit into?
That's right.
What is the larger picture?
Well, see, that's because, that's because you and I came up at a time when the content that came in with the context. Today, content comes, you get content and maybe never get context.
That's exactly right, and it's brilliant to even bring up this. I haven't had this conversation with anybody, but I think you're absolutely right. You know what's the difference between, and I noticed that I have a 9-year-old granddaughter, and in the kitchen when they moved to their new house a little over a year ago, in the kitchen they have a clock, an old-fashioned clock, a round clock,
mm-hmm.
Not a digital clock, a round clock. And she was maybe, you know, close to 8. She was 8 years old or a little under 8 at the time when they moved. And she didn't really know how to tell time that way. She only knew digital.
Yeah, she didn't know how.
She'd never seen an analog clock before. Yeah, and the difference when you grow up in an analog world is you know what if you look at it as a pie, you know what piece of the pie it is. You know that 8:15 is 15 minutes after the hour of 8 in a whole different context,
mm-hmm.
than when you look at a digital clock. And
yep.
the stuff that's coming in today is coming in a digital form, maybe mm-hmm. without the analog.
Right. The hands-on work of a digital, the whole experience of an analog clock is so much more than the time. I mean, there's so many life metaphors that are part of an analog clock that aren't part of a digital clock.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
That's a good point you
made. Let me give you, I'll give you some context for the content of positivity, and that is that 30% of a company's financial performance is due to the climate in the company, according to Daniel Goleman. The emotional intelligence expert. So if 30% of your financial performance is based on whether or not you as the leader create a positive climate.
Hmm.
And that to me, that to me is the context we should be looking at. So when leaders choose, and I think it's a choice, Some of us are just, some people are just, you, I think, are just happy by nature. I'm not. I have to really think about cultivating positive emotion. And a lot of leaders that are very serious in their fields, and a lot of people that start their own business, aren't necessarily, you know, happy. They are people that are just serious about what they do. There's a lot of people that are in technology, or a lot of people that worked on a job somewhere and started their own company the way I did. We need to focus on how do we create that climate.
Mm-hmm.
I think it begins with respect. I really think it begins with respect.
I'm going to back up. I'm going to back you up a little bit because I'm not disagreeing with anything you just said. Or just listed.
Dancing, as usual, Jim.
No. I just want to take one step further back. You talked about being happy and all this, and whether I'm happy or not. I think there's one step prior to that, and that is, we're not going to get out of this alive. It's the only.
That's a really big picture.
It's the only time we get. Like I told my kids once when they wanted to do something that was going to prevent me from doing what I want to do. I said, kids, this is not dress rehearsal for me. I don't get to raise you and come back and do this day over again. This is my day too. My point is we're not going to get out of this alive. This is the only day we have. Why not find a way to make it the best? And even with all the junk that may be hitting you, that's all just junk, and it'll be gone tomorrow, and you and I will still be here. And so I just think if we have a perspective ahead of what you were just saying, and then come back to what you were saying. But you have to lay a foundation of, if we can't have fun, let's just forget about it. That's my attitude. If we can't have fun, let's get, there's one other thing, I'll turn it back over to you. You have to take your profession seriously, but you don't
of
have
course.
To take yourself seriously.
I love that. Yes. Yes. I've been listening to, I think it's called The Art of Joy with the Dalai Lama and Bishop Desmond Tutu. And mm-hmm. they are, you know, when and it's lovely because I'm doing the audio version. I bought the book to back it up, but I have the audio version. And I just simply love listening to it because they both have this sense of humor, and as you know, the Dalai Lama, his sense of humor is absolutely precious.
That's great. Well, I'll tell you what, I feel sorry for people who don't have a sense of humor because it's fun. Hold on to that thought. I need your website quickly, Joanna.
ReturnOnHappiness.com.
Joanna Brandy and I will be right back, folks. Big music when we come back. Hang on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.